Exodus chapter 3. Now Moses was tending the flock of Jethro, his father-in-law, the priest of Midian, and he led the flock to the far side of the wilderness, and came to the mountain of God, to Horeb. There the angel of the Lord appeared to him in a flame of fire out of the midst of a bush. He looked, and the bush burned with fire, but the bush was not consumed. So Moses thought, I will turn aside to see this astonishing sight, why the bush is not burned up. When the Lord saw that he had turned aside to see, God called to him out of the midst of the bush, and said, Moses, Moses. He replied, Here I am. Then he said, Do not come closer. Take your sandals off your feet, for the place where you are standing is holy ground. He added, I am the God of your father, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob. So Moses hid his face, for he was afraid to look at God. Then the Lord said, I have surely seen the oppression of my people, who are in Egypt, and have heard their cry because of their taskmasters, for I know their sorrows. So I have come down to deliver them from the hand of the Egyptians, and to bring them up out of the land, to a good and spacious land, to a land flowing with milk and honey, to the region of the Canaanites, Hittites, Amorites, Perizzites, Hivites, and Jebusites. Now look, the cry of the children of Israel has come to me, and I have seen how the Egyptians have oppressed them. So come now, and I will send you to Pharaoh, that you may bring my people, the Israelites, out of Egypt. But Moses said to God, Who am I that I should go to Pharaoh and bring the Israelites out of Egypt? God answered, Certainly I will be with you, and this shall be your sign that I have sent you. When you have brought the people out of Egypt, you will worship God on this mountain. Then Moses objected to God, If I come to the children of Israel and say to them, The God of your fathers has sent me to you, they will ask, What is his name? What shall I tell them? God answered Moses, I am who I am. And he said, You will say this to the Israelites, I am has sent me to you. God also said to Moses, Say to the children of Israel, The Lord, the God of your fathers, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob, has sent me to you. This is my name forever, and this is my memorial for all generations. Go now, gather the elders of Israel together, and say to them, The Lord, the God of your fathers, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, has appeared to me, saying, I have seen what has been done to you in Egypt, and I promise that I will bring you up out of the affliction of Egypt to the land of the Canaanites, Hittites, Amorites, Perizzites, Hivites, and Jebusites, to a land flowing with milk and honey. And they will listen to your voice, and you and the elders of Israel will go to the king of Egypt, and you will say to him, The Lord, the God of the Hebrews, has met with us. So let us go now 3 days' journey into the wilderness, that we may sacrifice to the Lord our God. But I know the king of Egypt will not give you permission to go unless compelled by a mighty hand. Then I will stretch out my hand and strike Egypt with all my wonders that I will do among them, and after that he will let you go. I will give this people favor in the sight of the Egyptians, so that when you leave you will not leave empty-handed. Every woman should ask from her neighbor, and anyone living in her house, for jewelry of silver and gold and clothes, and you shall put them on your sons and daughters. This is how you will plunder the Egyptians.